No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'm telling you, it's a great day in the neighborhood, right? I know I'm ripping off Mr. Rogers, but he won't care. Who cares? He won't care. He'll be glad I'm keeping his memory alive by repeating his famous words, right? So what the hell? You know, what is it? Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. Isn't that what they say, or something like that? Anyway, I have another great guest lined up, which I will bring on in a few minutes, but I wanted to talk about a couple things prior to bringing her on. And you know, I was, I get a lot of emails from people who listen, you know, and people agree with me or disagree with me. And so there's one thing I wanted to talk about specifically this morning, and that's about tactics. See, I believe we're in a war, and we all know we're in a war. Obviously, if you don't, you've had your head stuck somewhere for a very long time if you haven't figured that one out yet, because we are in a war, undeclared as it is and has been, but it is a war nonetheless. And the only way you're going to beat people in a war is you need to be a very slick tactician. And, you know, I don't know who it was that said, you'll know them by their works. I know that's a biblical quote or paraphrasing something out of the Bible, but it's very true, won't you? Don't you know people by their works and what they do? I think you do. But I think there was someone else who also said that one needs to walk softly and carry a very big stick. And I know, I think that's from a Hollywood movie, but maybe, I don't know whether, who was it? It was Walking Tall, I think was the name of that movie. And there's a lot of wisdom in that, I think, anyway. I think that the best way to beat somebody is not always by a frontal assault. Sometimes that you have to use other tactics. You need to, I suggest, blindside them. And I think that is a more efficient and effective strategy. Because, see, you want to remove as many barriers from winning the war as possible. This is what I think. Now, everybody out there listening has their own opinion, and they think some tactics are better than others, and some are noteworthy, and some are not. And, you know, that's what makes the world go round, is everybody has ideas. And it's a good thing that people have ideas, and some strategies will work, and some strategies won't work. But since we're in a war with real slick opponents, then you need to be slicker than they are. So, you know, you can formulate any kind of strategies you want. Some of us will walk loudly and carry a big stick, but many others will walk softly and carry a big stick. And so you've got choices. That's what life is made up of, isn't it? Options. You can choose to be a free man or you can choose to be a slave. You do have that option. That choice is there for you. It does await you. You're being offered that choice right now as I speak. So you've got to decide, I guess, for yourself where you fit into the whole scheme of things. What puzzle piece are you in the grand design, the grand puzzle? Where do you fit? What do you think your role is? What do you want your role to be? Do you think you even have a role? You think you're just on the sidelines? You're just, I don't know. Some people would say, like Kissinger, you're just a useless eater. Or are you more than that? I guess it's up to you to decide. It really is. It's up to the individual to decide, as it says, what at the end of the Declaration of Independence, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So I guess it's up to you to decide if that is the extent that you would like to travel to. Would you be willing to do that, like the Founding Fathers were? Or do you only want to do part of that? Are you more comfortable doing nothing? See, we all have options. We really do. There's a lot of different, as I say, and I love animals. But that old little saying, that little ditty, there's more than one way to skin a cat, there is indeed. I got to come up with a better thing to say as opposed to that, because I just don't like the implications of that at all, because I love kitties. Anyway, you guys get my drift. So I suggest, because there are some of us who need to speak loudly, and then there are many more who need to walk softly and carry a big stick. So I think that tactic, blindsiding people, will be a much more effective strategy. Now, on that note, I'm going to tell you who my guest is, and then I think I will wait. I have a little clip that I want to play, and this is a clip from one of the Rothschilds, interestingly enough, huh? Isn't it amazing? They're still wandering around on this planet doing their thing. And he's talking about picking off the low-hanging fruit, but we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes. So I think what I'll do is I'll bring my guest on after the break. What I'll do is have Dan play the clip after the break, because there's not enough time now to play it. But he's talking about governance, and I'm just going to give you the definition of governance, because governance is not government. Governance is the framework of rules, institutions, and practices that set limits on the behavior of individuals, organizations, and companies. Now, don't you want governance? Don't you want these people to set limits on your behavior? To create the framework of rules? I don't think I do. I don't really think I do. Now, I don't know how many out there do. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't even know that's what these schmucks are up to. They have no idea. They're just going blindly along, thinking, oh, okay, it's just a little bump in the economic road here, and hey, nothing to see here. Move along, nothing to see. Well, it's more than an economic bump. It's more than a bump in the road. What's happening here worldwide is a deliberate plot to enslave all of us. Now, on that note, I'm going to break. When I come back, we'll play the clip, and then we'll bring my guest on. Stance, listen. My name is Meg Rod. Don't go away.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
You're Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And let me give you some information. Don't you just love it? I love information, especially when it's accurate information. Listen, here's the phone number to call in today. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, if you'd like to get in contact with me, is Three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on my website, so please contact me and shoot an email my way. If you care to give me your opinion, you are free to do so. Hey, we still can pretend we live in a free country, can't we? Now, I wanted to tell you about my guest this morning, and I'm going to bring her on, and then we're going to play the clip. My guest this morning is Cassandra Anderson, and she has a blog called MorphCity.com. Morph, as in morphing into, something else, you know? Boy, it's a hell of a thing we're morphing into, too. I don't like it. I know she doesn't like it either. That's why she has this blog called MorphCity, MorphCity.com. My guest this morning is Cassandra Anderson. Cassandra, welcome. Thanks for joining me again. I appreciate it. How you doing?
Oh, good morning, Maggie. Thanks for having me on.
Have you had your coffee yet? I know you're out in California.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you're un-American.
I have a beer at night.
Okay, I was going to say, do you drink scotch, but beer's acceptable, too? Okay, we like it. You can still stay on the show. We're going to start off, but I want to play this little clip with one of the Rothschilds talking about picking off the low-hanging fruit and talking about governance, which for those of you who are listening, before the break, I defined what governance is. And I'm going to say it again because it's critical. It's not government. It's the framework of rules, institutions, and practices that set limits on the behavior of individuals and organizations. And that's real important to understand that. And that actually comes out of the United Nations Human Development Report from 1999, and you can find that on page 8. So isn't that just wonderful? Here's the UN giving us more information. Anyway, listen, on that note, I want Dan, my board man, to play that little clip, and then we'll go talking about the low-hanging fruit, okay, Cassandra? How's that sound?
Great.
It's past the point of talking. We know historically that the global governance that sort of agenda to these issues is very hard to try and is with all the best intentions, it's very hard to actually activate. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing a lot of fragmentation going on in Copenhagen, a lot of different agendas pulling in different directions. And I think what we really need to see is people on the ground starting to actually act upon the low-hanging fruit and start to try and move on the solutions that we have at hand. It's past the point of talking. We know historically that the global governance agenda to these issues is very hard to try and is with all the best intentions, it's very hard to actually activate. We're seeing that right now. We're seeing a lot of fragmentation going on in Copenhagen, a lot of different agendas pulling in different directions. And I think what we really need to see is people on the ground starting to actually act upon the low-hanging fruit and start to try and move on the solutions that we have at hand.
Cassandra, I was, I've been looking at your website, and one of the articles, one of the most recent ones that you have up there, and talking about picking off the low-hanging fruit, is, and when I heard that clip, it reminded me of a guest that I had on my show who's a victim of these schmucks who are picking off the low-hanging fruit, and he was a victim out in California in the Antelope Valley. Kim Fahey,
yeah,
who was driven off his property, as many, 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 many other people have been or are in the process of being driven off their property throughout the country. And I want to talk about several different articles that you have on here, but let's start talking about just how they're going to pick off some low-hanging fruit by taking down these dams and flooding areas again. So let's talk about your article entitled Dam Liars, Crooks, and Killers.
Okay, sure. So what they're doing is they're systematically destroying dams across the United States, and the point and purpose of that is first of all, it's an affront against property rights, because if you own a piece of land near a waterway, it might be underwater. Or, conversely, you might not be getting irrigation anymore. So in that case, it would affect the food supply. So that's a big problem. There's a number of different negative effects that it has. It's also, if people have seen Dr. Michael Kaufman's wildlands map, where he shows human settlement centers, and they're teeny, teeny, tiny because they want to scrape people off of 50% of America's landscape. And the way that they can do that is through water. You need water to live and water availability, so that's where people are going to move. So by manipulating water supplies, that's what's going on to implement Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. And let's see, what else? The water rights, here's a biggie. In the Klamath River, they're talking about they've passed the deal, and it's just awaiting final approval, supposed to happen in 2020. On the Klamath River, there's four dams there that are owned by Warren Buffett. And the idea is, one proposal is that once they take down the dams, that water will be diverted down here to Southern California, where I live, and then they can reallocate the water rights to other arid western states. And this is going on all over the country.
Yeah. I like the adjective you used, to scrape people off the land. I think that's kind of really a descriptive word, because it's nothing that sounds good. And of course, it isn't anything that's good, but I think that's a great word to use to describe how they're going to scrape people off the land, because that's really what's happening all around the country, people being driven off the land. And I had gotten an email from somebody talking about what the Bureau of Land Management was up to. With Interior Secretary Ken Salazar is going to be making a final report in October, but this is about more areas that they're going to designate wilderness, and they're looking at what they, like, more than a dozen crown jewels, I guess they call them. And I know I had a woman on my show from Montana, Clarice Ryan, quite some time ago, and a lot of these different areas that they want to look at to close off. Of course, eventually it'll be closed off to human access. Was in Montana, but I think somewhere in Arizona as well. But, they're doing this kind of stuff, making these designations of to all fit into their scheme of the Wildlands Project. It's a very frightening proposition what we're looking at take place around us. Very much so. And one of the problems, I think, and they had that pretend debate on television last night, and one of the problems that people can't get past is this whole pretend GOP versus Democrat paradigm that people get all sucked into, and it's very easy to get sucked into it because they're so good at sucking us into it. They're so good at sucking us into this whole dialectic that we can't get out of it. It's like you're mired in glue and your whole body is stuck in glue and you're just continually trying to extract yourself from the glue, but you just can't cut it. You can't dissolve it.
Then they just ignore Ron Paul, the constitutional guy. It's crazy.
Well, that's just it. And I think to myself, for a lot of people who are focused on thinking that, Fox News has their back kind of thing, I was watching that station the other day, and they showed a picture of the candidates, and Ron Paul wasn't even among the pictures. They didn't even have his face up there. He's not even counted. And, of course, I didn't really watch the whole thing last night because I find it so hard to waste my time with that crap anymore, but I feel like I have to because I need to know what it is they're saying to be able to talk intelligently or semi-intelligently or however you'd like to define it. On the air about what the latest things are these schmucks are up to, but I have to tell you, honestly, I can't stand listening to their crap anymore. I really can't. It's just such crap.
Well, you're not going to get an argument from me on that, and it's, and what's interesting with regard to Agenda 21, since we were talking about the Wildlands Project, when you have the left in power, they pursue that and, phony conservationism, which is really just the land, resource, and power grab. And then when the right is in power, what they pursue is smart growth. Well, it's really the same thing because it's forcing people into cities and off the land. So it's the right-left paradigm as seen through the lens of Agenda 21.
Well, you know, I was watching the business station this morning, and I don't know who the guy was on that was talking about them moving the oil platforms, the big rigs out of the Gulf of Mexico, that they're all being, you know, they've been leaving, and they were talking about it even happening, I guess, at a faster pace now. And, of course, we know that this is all part of a larger agenda, because the goal is to drive America to its knees, and they're doing a real good job of it. And I was thinking about after, if people, how to try to get yourself out of, you're in like this, I don't know, it's like you're in, what do they call it, the glass house at a carnival. Everywhere you look, you can't, no escape. All you see is yourself, but you can't see the way out. And I was thinking about when that Gulf oil spill first happened, or, you know, was intentionally blown up, or whatever your theory may be as to what happened on that platform. And there's a lot of interesting theories out there. I don't know which one is factual, but listen, I've never seen a man with three heads, but that doesn't mean they're not out there. Because I, you know, knowing what I know today, I believe a lot more is being done deliberately than I ever did before in my life. Because
yeah,
I guess,
in that case, all I had to hear was Halliburton.
Well,
you know that they were involved.
Yeah, just the fact that they were not, where they were turning away offers of help from other countries. Obama was turning away offers of help from other countries that would have sent skimmers to the Gulf to help skim this oil off the surface. Now, why would you do that? Why would you not accept all help that's offered to you and say thank you? Unless you have another motive behind not accepting that help. Why would you just let this oil hang around? You wouldn't. Unless, of course, you're trying to fulfill a larger agenda.
Right, and you own a lot of shares in Corexit, Nelco.
Yeah. These people are just pure evil. They really are. But
it is truly a fight to the death.
Yeah, it is, Cassandra. It really is. And, you know, I was talking about the Declaration of Independence in my when I first came on the air, talking about those people who truly did pledge their lives, their honor and their fortunes and their sacred honor. And I guess, it's really going to come down to that, because there is no escaping what's happening. We can't escape. We have to fight, because there is nowhere to go to. I remember a few years ago, before I was aware of this, and I was thought the battle was, you know, illegal immigration and, you know, just these prick politicians who, you know, just are corrupt and that stuff. But I had no idea of the extent of it. I got whispers here or there, but I never put the picture together. And once I did, because I used to think, oh, maybe I'll go up and live in Alaska and that stuff, because I really do like to be out in the middle of nowhere with nobody around that works perfectly for me. And now you realize you can't go to Alaska either. There is no, you can't go to Chile, you can't go anywhere, because there is nowhere to escape to. That's the problem. It's only we only got the one planet, and they're controlling it all.
And that's why it's so, so crucial, and thank you for doing your radio show to get the word out there to the people, because there are solutions, there are things that can be done. On my website, I've got an amazing video with Tom Woods. He talks about the 10th Amendment, and there was one state who told the federal government and the Supreme Court that we don't have to follow the Supreme Court. You know, they're there for an opinion. They're there in an advisory capacity and to interpret the Constitution, which is a joke these days, ha-ha. And, you know, this particular state, you know, the ruling came down from the Supreme Court, and they said, you can't do that. And this state said, well, but, you know, thanks.
Hang on, Cassandra.
Sure.
We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away. Cassandra Anderson and I will be right back, so stay tuned.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. I want to say hello to all of the stations out there who are picking up the programming. Hello, hello, hello. Come out, come out, wherever you are. Listen, I want to say hello to everyone in Dallas as well. I know people are listening all over the country, but we've got another station, a recent station, so we're going to make them feel a little special. And this is 1140 AM KHFX in Dallas. Hello to all of you dudes and dudettes in Dallas. I'm glad you're all listening. And my guest this morning is Cassandra Anderson and her website with tons of information is morphcity.com. That's as in morphcity.com. I was thinking of... Oh, God, what was that role that Hollywood actor, I don't know how old you are, Cassandra, but he played, Morph from Orker.
Right, yeah.
If you know who I'm talking about, what the hell was the name of his show? Anyway.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork and Mindy,
now,
yes.
Now
Mork.
You know how old I am.
Okay, there you go. Well, I'm only 19.
Oh, so anyway.
Yeah, go back to what you were saying when we had to break.
So
we
Tom
were so
Woods,
rudely interrupted by the break.
Tom Woods, in this video, he talks about how this one state, and this will surprise you, is California in 2005, told the federal government that they could stick their war on drugs, with this particular issue, and the Supreme Court, that they just weren't going to follow those rules. And the issue is medical marijuana. And because there was so much overwhelming public support, the state was able to do that, and I think 14 or 15 other states now have adopted the same policy. And so the point being is that the federal government is so out of control, and so is the Supreme Court, and this is the remedy for it. So there are solutions out there, but what it takes is the difference that was made was the massive public support. So that's why your radio show is so important in getting the word out and telling people, talking to your friends. You know, word of mouth is the most effective form of marketing.
Well, I would have to agree with you, and I'm no marketing wizard by any stretch of the imagination, but I think when people talk to you, well, sometimes when I talk to people, they listen, and then sometimes they get up and storm out of the room. So, you know, it's a kind of a crapshoot. But anyway, sometimes it does work to our advantage, and people actually take their thumbs out of their ears and they listen. But
they can't. I think it was David Icke said that they can't unhear something. So they'll hear it again, and they'll hear it again, and at some point it will sink in, hopefully, and they'll do something about it. And that's just absolutely what's critical and what's needed. So,
yes,
you know,
waking up
of the masses and then taking action. You know, it's one thing to wake up, and then a lot of people don't do anything, but there's plenty you can do. You know, in my articles, I always have solutions. And so, you know, also another thing is, you know, the federal government is so corrupt. It's you know, writing a letter to your congressman. You know, in my state, is big, the most populous state, California, you know, my state legislature is completely corrupt. So where do you start? Well, you start with your city and county.
You start locally, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can do more locally than you're going to be able to do on a national level, I believe anyway. But, you know, I really do. I think because this agenda is a global to local agenda. It's being implemented on a local level. And so your strength lies in being able to change minds locally, to put the brakes on or the blocks to this agenda, to be able to stop it. That's my theory as well. So, you know, that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, and you can go to these city and county council meetings and, you know, speak up and get it on the public record.
Well, I have to tell you where I am. I think they edit the public record. In fact, somebody just sent me an email talking about public television had edited comments that Obama had made because he referenced, I can't remember what it was verbatim, something related to Lincoln started the Republican Party or something like that, and I guess he didn't. It started a couple of years before he was president. I don't know, and I don't really care. It's irrelevant. But anyway, the public television, he had edited what they put down that he had said. They corrected his mistake.
Oh, they corrected it.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You know, you don't want him looking like a dope, right? Like he doesn't know what he's doing.
we don't want to tell anybody he thinks there's 58 states, right?
Right.
So, so let's talk about some of the other things. What have been some things? We can go anywhere you want to go. I know we've got a couple minutes before we hit the next break.
What are some other things
that you've come across lately, Cassandra? Because I haven't talked to you in a few months, I guess it's been.
Right. Well, so as the global warming theory becomes more and more discredited, you know, they're pushing harder with it. But I think it was back in May that the UN came out and said, well, biodiversity, which is code word for endangered species, that's more important than global warming. So, like with this dam destruction that they're doing, the demolitions they're doing in the Wildlands Project, that's all in the name of the animals. You know, the Wildlands Project, that's in order to open up corridors and areas, you know, so that wild animals can flourish.
Yep, yeah.
And so it's putting animals above humans. And so, anyway, I did a video on the Endangered Species Act, which it's, you know, is a flat out power grab by the federal government, and they wanted to regulate the hunting of birds, and this is back in the early 1900s. And so some states sued and said, you're not going to do that. That violates the 10th Amendment and states' rights. And so it went to court, and then Congress and two of the lower courts agreed with the states and said, yeah, you know, you can't interfere and regulate that. And so what happened then was that Congress, they got in a little tiff. They were very upset by that. So they had a little temper tantrum, and what they did was they wrote a treaty and with Canada. And this treaty, it's the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918.
Okay.
And so then some states opposed that. But the reason why they wrote the treaty was to make it an international issue. And this is really important because this is part of the breakdown of our Constitution. And then they passed it. They ratified it in the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918. And then it went... So then states opposed it again, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the majority opinion in favor of the treaty. And what that did was three things. Number one, it diminished state rights. Number two, it expanded the Commerce Clause, because that's the excuse that they're using, and that's the most damning one, in fact, that Obama's using now with Obamacare, with the commerce crossing state lines. So they
okay.
were saying because birds cross state lines, it falls under the Commerce Clause. Well, it's just not true. That's a wild
yeah.
expansion of it.
Hang on, hang on, Cassandra.
Okay.
We got to put a break, a quick two-minute break, and I'll let you hit the third point of those three points you were making when we come back. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We will be back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you like to have the truth redistributed, as I do, and I like to redistribute it one word at a time, then I suggest that you advertise on this network. I suggest that you call the network and you advertise your business or your service or anything you want to advertise. I don't really care. But if, in order to have free speech and networks like ours be able to stay in business, it costs money. Don't forget, you know what? Electricity isn't free. That's not part of the whole free lunch scheme. You're not going to get free electricity. Some of us aren't, and definitely we're not, because we're telling the truth. So listen, in order to make it happen, you need to help out, and the way to do that is to advertise your service or business on a network that's going to help to set you free. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that's a priceless, priceless thing. So therefore, get in touch with Republic Broadcasting, the website, Republic Broadcasting Network, the republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there. There's phone numbers up there. Call them up and get in the game, kids. Put your money where your mouth is. So on that note, my guest this morning is Cassandra Anderson. Her website is morphcity.com. I will have a link on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'll link to Cassandra Anderson's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. So go there and you'll be able to find Cassandra's work. She's got a ton of great information. Her website is excellent. And when we went to break, Cassandra, you were talking about this treaty, this Migratory Bird Act of 1918, and the three different critical things that happened because of the passage of this treaty. So you had mentioned it diminished state rights, it expanded the Commerce Clause, and what was the third point you were going to make? Hello?
Supreme Court case. And it's the Supremacy Clause. There was a gross misinterpretation of the Supremacy Clause that Oliver Wendell Holmes made. And the Supremacy Clause starts out like this. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof. And they forget that little part.
You know what, Cassandra, I didn't hear you. I don't know if your mic was cut off or not, but I didn't hear the first few words of what you said. So say the third point again, if you would, please.
Okay. So the third thing that Oliver Wendell Holmes did in his decision was he grossly misinterpreted the Supremacy Clause, which states that this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof. And pursuance means to follow, to carry out, to bring about, to execute.
Right.
So that means that all the laws of the United States have to be in pursuance of the Constitution. But the way that he misinterpreted it was to make it so that treaties and federal laws supersede states' rights. And that's huge, particularly, I mean, there's thousands of treaties out there, and some of them, in practice, do supersede the Constitution, but it's completely unlawful because it's a gross misinterpretation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's where that comes from. You know, when people say, well, federal law trumps state law, and it's like, that is not true. That's because of the misinterpretation of the Supremacy Clause, and people think that treaties supersede the Constitution. And they do, in fact, in practice, many times. But that doesn't make it constitutional or lawful. And therefore, it's unenforceable, but because people have this false belief, this is what we're stuck with.
Yeah, 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 because people don't know. And of course, I go back to this all the time. I feel oftentimes, Cassandra, honestly, that I'm like this broken record here sitting in front of this microphone that I just keep going, spinning around, saying the same crap day in and day out. But you know what? You got to hammer these ideas home. But the problem lies in our educational, well, one of the problems is our educational system, which is deliberately denying people information. And, you know, I have to tell you, when I think about that, the evil people that are enacting this and standing there in the NEA and saying that this is acceptable to deny someone the opportunity to fulfill their potential by denying them information, it just, to me, it's so purely evil. How could you sit in front of a kindergarten class and manipulate these poor little innocent minds? I just tell you honestly, grab the bats, kids.
Well, that's why, you know, it's so important for people to be informed so that parents can, you know, tell their children the truth, you know, that so that they have some foundation of, you know, what freedom is, because they're the ones who are going to pay for this big time.
Well, yes, they are. They are,
you know,
and I see the people.
You think it's bad now. What do you think it's going to be like in 10 or 20 years?
Oh, God, I can't imagine. I honestly can't imagine. You know, that's why I say to people all the time, you got to pull your kids out of these schools. In fact, there's so many people laid off, they might as well pull their kids out of school and well, they should do it anyway, but they've got ample time now because we've got millions of people who can't find a job. The best thing you can do is start homeschooling your kid and see if you can't find a textbook from about 80 years ago to start with, or, you know, just go on the Internet and get some basic arithmetic, 1 and 1 is 2, and, you know, how to diagram a sentence and how to read and those basic things, because they're not getting any of that stuff in our schools. Therefore, no one has any idea that back in 1918, this significant decision came down, which set the wheels in motion for so many other things. Nobody knows this stuff.
Right, right. And it took me a while to dig it up because I've been in arguments with people over the Supremacy Clause. You know, do treaties supersede the Constitution? And the answer is that they're not constitutional, but in fact, in practice, they do and they have.
But they're not constitutional, so therefore they shouldn't.
It's unenforceable, but the people have to understand it and rise up against it in order for them, you know, to repeal them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know, I have a guest who comes on with me usually on Fridays, William Taylor Ryle, and he's a buddy of mine here locally, and he's been studying the Constitution fervently for the last 21 years or so, and he knows it, I'm telling you, from corner to corner. And there's so much to how it's so misapplied and not misunderstood, because a lot of people understand it, they just misapply it deliberately.
Right, total manipulation.
He talks about how the fact is that if something is, and I can't recite it verbatim, flies in the face of the Constitution, it's null and void. If it's not in pursuance thereof, then it's, you know, null and void, and it's unconstitutional, and that negates it. I mean, if you're making... Hang on a second, Cassandra, we got to go to break.
Sure.
That's a few music to tell me to stop talking, so we'll be back in, I don't know, a couple of minutes, everybody. I think that's when we'll be back, so don't go away.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
To the beginning, and I was trying to paraphrase, I don't know where it comes from. I think here it is. It's right here. This is from the Declaration of Independence. The Constitution itself strikes with nullity the act that did violence to its provisions. And my guest who comes on with me weekly who talks about the Constitution talks about that all the time. And it's the same as laws and pursuance thereof. I mean, if they're not following the Constitution, then these things are unconstitutional and they're null and void. But we keep doing them anyway. And even though they should be null and void, that doesn't stand in the way of them implementing these unlawful, unconstitutional mandates, dictates, rules, laws, regulations, treaties.
Right, right. And, you know, you mentioned unemployment, Maggie, and here's an interesting point. Why do you think so many people are unemployed? If you look at, you know, the energy sector, for instance, You know, you've got all these EPA regulations based on global warming, the big fairy tale, you know, and it's just absolutely crazy. And they're so worried about carbon emissions and, you know, putting so much time and effort into that. And it's, who cares? Carbon is beneficial. You could have 500% more carbon in the atmosphere, and it would only benefit plants and animals.
Yeah, well, we don't want science to get in the way of the lie, you know what I mean?
And then no. The other thing, too, this is interesting that I've been looking at is with these coal plants, you know, now they're dredging up acid rain again, which is a complete hoax.
Well, that's from, that's like an 80s thing, I think.
Yeah, well, they...
70, it might have been the 70s they were hustling us with the acid rain.
Well, this is interesting. It's what happened was that Reagan was in office, and it, you know, in the 1980s there was a lot of buzz about it. So he's like, "All right, well, let's do a study." So he commissioned a 10-year study, spent $500 million on it back in the day when that meant something, when that was some real money. And
yeah, right.
Yeah, and what they found was in the Adirondack Lakes, you know, the acid lakes there, they found that it was the soil and the vegetation that were responsible, not any. Acid rain is sulfur dioxide and nitrogen oxide. And so, their theory was that it was drifting over into the lakes and causing the acidity, and that's just not true. It's the vegetation in the soil. And in fact, 100 years ago when they were clear cutting around those lakes, there were fish in the lakes. And then where you have acid forests, that's caused from bugs, that's insects. So, you know, now because carbon has gotten such a bad name, or the carbon hoax, so now they're switching over and they're saying, well, acid rain is the problem. And that was the first cap-and-trade scheme. And by the way, that's still ongoing, even though it came out, and it did come out. They tried to keep a lid on it, but it did come out. You know, they just bypassed the facts and implemented this stuff anyway.
Well, I remember when they used to blame a lousy paint job on acid rain. I remember that. Oh, if the paint job sucked and you had little, you know, little pock marks in it on the vehicles, oh, it's acid rain. Acid rain is doing that. Oh, please, my left foot.
Well, what I will say about this is I did talk to somebody who was involved in preparing the 10-year report, and he was saying, yes, it will cause, it can cause some chipping or whatever of the paint and some pitting of stone buildings and statues, you know, stone edifices. But other than that, it's no big deal, and it's not unhealthy. And they did clean it up quite a bit. But now what they're doing, or the EPA is trying to do, is crack down on those regulations even more, so the coal plants will have to close down.
Yeah,
and, you know,
Cassandra, hang on, because
okay.
This is a quick 30, this is just a 60-second break. We'll be right back, everybody, in 60 seconds, so don't go away. We shall be back.
Gold, ever climbing, as the